The biggest impact is where I represented all of Mercer County in the past, where you had one single representative. Under the new map, there would actually be two legislators who will cover Mercer County. You know, it's hard to get the details of the district, but it appears like the 71st district, or the district that I would represent, will run from the Mercer County border west to about halfway between New Windsor and Viola. And then the new representative would have from that line over to the Mississippi River. So two representatives in that district.
And then as far as the Senate district, how would that impact Mercer County?
Well, the Senate district, it would be a new senator. Currently, Senator Stoler represents the district as we're set up today. This would have a new senator, and the senator who resides in that district today is Senator Neil Anderson, who resides in Andalusia. It'd be the 2022 election, or actually the 2022. You know, this fall sometime will start the season of getting petitions collected. A primary would be held next spring sometime. There's discussion that all this could shift differently depending upon if this does go to the Supreme Court's. And because the maps today do not use the census data, which is required by our Constitution, it uses American Community Survey data, which is not as definitive as what the census is. So, you know, these maps could be thrown out by the courts, and that then, of course, would move this whole election time even further. But, you know, what is set in concrete is that national election, November of 2022.
And just to wrap up then, where you reside at in Henry County near Alpha Woodhull, where Dan Swanson lives at. So your district, as I look at the map, goes from, we're talking about the redrawn map, goes basically from the Metro Quad Cities, kind of a 6 mile narrow band that stretches south through basically, as you mentioned, New Windsor, Viola, and then basically through kind of Monmouth, Galesburg, and then all the way down to Macomb. And again, the width of that band is basically about 6 miles. That would be what your legislative district would look like right now?
Correct. And, you know, it's a 6 mile just to connect everything. And then in Galesburg, it swings out, of course, quite wide to pick up Galesburg and Knoxville, and then swings out quite wide to pick up Monmouth, but there again, it's only a couple mile wide band, and then goes south and then picks up the northern part of Macomb. So Western Illinois University, Knox College, and of course Monmouth College would be a part of this, along with Carl Sandburg College. So a lot of, and then of course down to Quad Cities too, because my district does go into Coal Valley, Kelowna, and right up against Representative Halpin's district today.